Today on Family Talk.
Today's teen culture is characterized by drugs, alcohol, and promiscuous sexuality. Yet all three of these pursuits are really a cover-up for the bigger questions that teens are dealing with. In just a moment, Donovan and Nicole Northcote are going to share with you not only what teenagers are really searching for, but also how we can reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and today we're going to enjoy the conclusion of an interview between my dad, Dr. James Dobson, and Donovan and Nicole Northcote on how to effectively reach lost teenagers with the gospel of Jesus Christ. For those of you who weren't with us last time, Nicole shared with us the majority of her powerful story on how God redeemed her from a life of destruction, of drug abuse and alcoholism, and set her on the path to discovering His grace and freedom. Today we'll hear the end of Nicole's story, but we'll also get to hear her husband's powerful story of experiencing God's mercy. So let's get to the program now. Here is my dad and Donovan and Nicole Northcote on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Well, yesterday, Nicole, you told us about your tragic drug addiction. You were on just about every street drug that there is, and many of those drugs are very dangerous, so you were in great jeopardy, and you had no idea how to get out. You were really in a mess, and you'd grown up in a good home, and you had great parents, and you'd gone through college and did well there, and yet there was no hope as you saw it. And yet the Lord brought you out. Your parents were praying. Many people were praying for you all over the place because they knew what you were going through. And you told us yesterday that you came just within an inch of taking your own life because there was no hope. And if there's no hope, there's nothing but despair. I kind of summarized your story a little bit, but tell us a little more. Now, we've got a lot to say today, so keep it kind of short.
We'll try to hurry this along. Yeah. Just again, to reiterate, came from a great home and church constantly, raised right. My parents did nothing wrong as far as raising me. This is not my parents' fault. This was a combination of poor choices on my part and some unfortunate, I called a series of unfortunate events.
Perfect storm.
That led me into this very dark place that I saw no hope, no way out of. I was broken on the inside. I was so blinded by what was going on that I could not see truth if it slapped me in the face. So it literally took God slapping me in the face, right? I'm being pulled over. I was going to take my life, wrote letters out to my boys and my parents. And
you're a mother of three.
I'm a mother of three amazing boys who are now teenagers. And literally just going out to get the final preparations for taking my life that day was picked up by the Santa Ana Police Department, thrown in jail, and almost given no option because at that point, with a felony facing me, my choice was you can go to prison for 3 years or you can do a one-year program. And there was no question in my family's mind. My family has supported Teen Challenge for over 40 years.
And that one-year program was with Teen Challenge.
Yes. So,
Before we went on the air, we were agreeing, and Dr. Meeker, you said that Teen Challenge is not just for teens. You were not a teenager.
Right.
You had three boys. Yep. You had been married.
That's right. And it is a common misconception. Well, it's called Teen Challenge. Well, originally when David Wilkerson started it, that was the thrust of the ministry. As time has evolved, I would say most of the people who need help are not teenagers, especially the hopeless ones, because I was definitely one of those in the situation. And on that, I just—
You were out of college.
I was out of college. I was married. I had kids. But just quickly to touch on, there are wives and mothers in homes all over America who are struggling and suffering in depression right now and are hopeless and don't want to tell anybody. That was me. I kept my mouth shut, and it got worse and worse. And I just, that's something that really needs to be addressed.
You said yesterday that you were taking 9 medications that various doctors had given to you.
Yes, 9 different medications that they'd— I mean, I've been diagnosed with everything, bipolar, depression, panic anxiety, ADHD. I could list on and on all that had been spoken over me, but 9 different medications culminating together at the same time is probably
in addition to your street medications.
Well,
is that right?
Originally, it was pain medications, prescribed pain medications. But
yes.
it eventually, I was so foggy, it led me into just making all kinds of bad choices. Mm-hmm.
And yet, you found your way into Teen Challenge.
Yes.
And something happened to you there. Talk us through the beginning. The first night, the first week, what happened to you there?
You know, I was so foggy still when I first entered the program, but as the week moved on, my mind started clearing. And in Teen Challenge, one thing you do is open your Bible up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And, a little bit.
A little bit. And I say that, wink, wink. Now, I grew up in the church, so I knew my word, but it was all in there. I had just, my mind had forgotten it, but it started coming back. I opened up my word, and it went to Proverbs 9:10. Which is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And it hit me. I have not been very wise in my life. But I didn't really understand what the fear of the Lord was all about. And it led me on this course that for the entire year of being at Teen Challenge, again, I said yesterday, sitting at Jesus' feet, being Mary, and really finding out who he is, who his love really is for. And that it was for me, that he died for me, mm-hmm. that his love is unstoppable, unchangeable, and it brings joy and abundant life and all these things that I had forgotten, hope for the future and just family and getting everything back on track. All those things were hidden from my eyes because of the medicational fog I was under. Mm-hmm. But getting in the doors of Teen Challenge, is Teen Challenge the answer to the solution? No. Teen Challenge is the avenue God uses to bring people out of addiction because of the love and the care and the, just the allowing of time in his word that is, I believe, what completely transforms
you. Did anybody sit down with you early on and say, Nicole, I know that you don't like yourself and you don't think anybody else likes you either, and you're not even sure God cares for you, but we're here to tell you that he knows everything you've been through. He's seen every tear. He knows all the panic that you've been through, and he's here. He's going to help you. Did you get those words?
You better believe it. I mean, everyone from the staff members, and they surround you with staff members that are graduates of Teen Challenge, and the interns, apprentices who are around you, not to mention just the students who've been in the program longer. Everyone is there loving and supporting you. It feels like family. In fact, to this day, some of my best friends are graduates of Teen Challenge. They're the people who went alongside with me. There's no way a bond like that. In any other circumstance, you sit on a couch every night with someone who's stuck away from their family in a Teen Challenge program. It does something to you. And it's very humbling, also, very humbling to admit I'm at the place in my life where I have to have someone else basically take care of me, someone to tell me when to get up and someone to tell me when to shower. But I've made the choices that have proven I can't do that right now. So I guess I'll go ahead and submit to this program. And it's a big part of it is just submitting, saying, I'm going to let you use this, Lord, to change my life.
I want to tell you, maybe this is the right time to do it, that Shirley and I believe in Teen Challenge so much that we're supporters of it, and there is no Teen Challenge here in Colorado Springs.
That's crazy.
There's one in Denver, but there's not one here.
We need to have one here.
And I've been talking to and helping to strategize with the little group that has gathered together to try to raise some money to buy the land and build a little building and get started. And if anybody'd like to help do that, let us hear from you, because I really do believe it's the only answer that I know of that apparently has 80 to 90% success rate, and maybe more than that. I don't know if that number is correct, but it's very, very high.
I would stay away from the numbers, but I would, if you want to compare it to government run programs, you're looking at a 5 to 10% success rate, you know, 5 years after the program. We don't have the facts anymore. We had the studies done by the government quite a few years ago. So we don't rely on the facts. We rely on the proof of the person coming out. You commit 1 year to do this, your life will be transformed. You're broken inside. There's only one way to fix that. And you have to let the love of God come in, fill up that heart, and change you from the inside out.
Dr. Meeker, is there a Teen Challenge where you live?
No.
In
there
Traverse
isn't.
City.
No, there isn't. And I was just talking with a counselor on the phone this morning about a patient, and I was just saying that I would give anything if we had something like that in northern Michigan, because it's so important. It's so very, very important. And I think
there are about 1,000.
We have 1,000 centers worldwide.
Around the world.
106 different countries. And there are, I believe, about 250 in the United States. We have them in every state except for Wyoming. Wyoming is right now pulling the plans together to get that center open. But regardless of what state you are in, and I have to tell you, a lot of people come to California from other states. They hear about our program. You don't have to only go in your own city. If a person's desperate enough, maybe sometimes getting out of their environment is exactly the right thing to do.
Well,
get them away from their friends who've helped them make the bad decisions.
Okay, Donovan, you've been sitting here patiently.
She's so patient.
And, I've tried to save you a little time, but
I've been wanting to chime in so
much.
Well, this is your opportunity.
So excited.
When you met Nicole, was she in the midst of all this, or had she recovered from it?
No, she had recovered from it. I went through the program in 1995.
Teen Challenge.
Actually, January 6th of 1995. The Christmas of 94 was a very miserable Christmas for me. And I was about the end of end-alls. And I grew up in a Christian family, you know, but from a different perspective than Nicole. My biological father was an alcoholic and left when I was 2. And so I didn't have that father figure in my life until my mom married my stepfather at 10. But I didn't recognize that because I wanted things to be different, you know, the way that I thought they should be, the way that my friend's parents maybe looked. And so our family life was a little bit different, but a God-fearing man, my stepfather who adopted me, I took his last name, took me into his home. And now I realize, looking back, he was the most amazing man that God has ever put in my life.
Mm.
A godly example. My parents both are amazing. But so I struggled with identity issues and how do I be a man? And so I went through my addiction. Finally, in 1994, laying on the couch just at the end of end, and heard what I had been asking the Lord for is to leave me alone. You know, I grew up in church. I knew God. And I've been asking him, leave me alone. Just leave me alone, because the Holy Spirit hounds you. He doesn't let go. He kind of like keeps his foot in the door. And I'm like, leave me alone. I couldn't handle the shame and the guilt and the conviction. And one night I'm laying there and I heard him, audible voice, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to leave you alone. And it scared me, Dr. Dobson. It scared me straight. And it was December 26th of 1994. And that was the end of it. That was the last time I ever took a drug. Came into the program of Teen Challenge.
You stopped cold turkey.
I stopped. That was it. I was done. It scared me straight.
Mm-hmm. How old were you, Donovan?
I was 32 years old. But that was it. I came into the program, and that was 1995. And then went on staff in the program for a few years, was a youth pastor for a few years. And then started driving a mixer truck, concrete. And I'm on these long drives hauling concrete to a solar field, and God's starting to speak to me, do you really want to end your life as a mixer driver? And I'm like, no, not really. Do you want more purpose in your life? And I'm like, of course. And Nicole and I had been kind of interacting on Facebook, actually became friends after about 6-8 months. Finally met each other, and she was excited about Teen Challenge and what Teen Challenge has done in her life and what she was doing. And I'm like, man, I love those days in Teen Challenge. I loved being on staff. I loved the services. The worship was so genuine, and people were at the altar falling on their face. And I'm like, I want that again in my life. Mm. And so her love of Teen Challenge, it sparked my love for Teen Challenge and what I had, like, hauling concrete as opposed to miracles happening every day? Are you kidding me right now? So I went back on staff at the Orange County Teen Challenge Center, and I've been on staff for a couple years, and I actually manage the adolescent center that we just opened recently, less than a year old, and I get to work with teenage boys between the ages of 13 and 17, and we actually have 5 students right now. We're licensed for 6. So I get to be a part of their lives and just deal with the issues that they have, the issues of abandonment, no father figure, is a big thing. The father figure is so important in the family home. Yeah. It just makes all the difference. So that's how Nicole and I kind of met, and we fell in love. I fell in love with this woman. She is amazing. And to hear her testimony, it brings a tear to my eye every time, because I realize that I would not have married the love of my life if she would have taken her life. Aww. And her boys are amazing. Mm-hmm. I can attest to that. My kids were grown and they're older. And so I get to kind of relive my childhood through teenage boys.
You just brought the tears to the eyes of your wife.
Yes, you did.
That's very touching to
that
you,
was.
Isn't it?
It was. He's a miracle. I had never been loved by a man in my life other than my father, but a man, yeah, that kind of love, I recognize that. I've never really had someone love me. And this man came into my life, and it was almost immediate. It's like God just crafted him for me and for what my needs are.
Well,
he's not perfect, but he's perfect for me. That's the way I put it. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And what a gift for my three boys he's been as a stepfather. He loves them. They love him.
Well, we're on a pretty amazing ride for Teen Challenge. Nicole being involved in the ministry and wanting to be involved but not being the counselor, you know, where I get to every day see the miracles and the lives changed and students' lives. She wanted to be a part of it. And so she's like, well, how can I be involved? And so she started doing car shows for Teen Challenge and bringing people, maybe getting outside the walls, which is an influence of her father, and getting outside the church walls and bringing maybe a new demographic of people to understand the love of Christ.
Nicole, explain what that car show is all about.
I first will start by saying, you know, when I did finish Teen Challenge and I'm so fired up and so excited, what can I do with the rest of my life? I have no idea what I'm going to do. I worked for our family business, McGuire's Car Care Products, for 18 years. I don't want to sell car wax anymore. I want to go. I want to bring people into the kingdom. But like Donovan said, not a counselor. I'm not a pastor. I'm just a car guy in love with Jesus. So,
well, I'll tell you, your knowledge of the Word of God would rival any pastor.
Well, let's not get carried away. I do love the Word, though. There's no doubt about that. So praying kind of, how is this going to work, God? Because there's not any position like this at Teen Challenge currently. So basically, I just started writing it out and praying about it. And God's led me on this journey. It's been a very interesting journey of just trusting him, going through doors that I couldn't really see where I was going. But now that we've come to it, and we still have no idea where it's going. But he led us into doing these car shows. So that is what I'm doing to raise money for Teen Challenge. I put on amazing killer car shows, yes, called Crossroads Car Shows, and we put them on 100% for the benefit of Teen Challenge, as opposed to most car shows that are done. They pay for a venue, they pay for the promoter. We don't have any of that. We give every dime to Teen Challenge. We have so many ways that we're raising money. Our goal for that show in particular is we just finished our second year, by year five, to be raising $500,000 a year for Teen Challenge. Yeah, so this is not a joke. This is a real deal. This is real financing and an amazing avenue the Lord is using, because we have found that car guys are family oriented, they're loving, they're generous, and many times have faced alcohol addictions in their families. So it's a great new avenue for Teen Challenge to tap into for resources. I know it's God's doing, putting it all together.
Well, I tell you, it's a little trick. You know, we're raising money and raise funds, but it's really to get them on the property. We bring these amazing cars, but then they get to see the transformed lives.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and we offer an opportunity for them if they have a loved one, a grandchild, a sister's kid, a nephew, even a brother or a sister, that there's a place that you can bring them. There's hope.
There's hope.
No one's hopeless.
You realize that's why we've done the program today.
I want
everybody to know about how the Lord meets people at an organization called Teen Challenge.
Yes.
And to show two of the trophies that come out of that program.
It's amazing. And the car guys that we bring on the property, we know the students are going to blow them away. They listen to their testimonies. They help them. They're like, and it's hard to believe. You look at this person and you're like, wow, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, they were lost and had no shadow of hope.
Exactly.
Dr. Meager, isn't that incredible?
It's an amazing story of his grace.
You would trust him with your children. You would let them babysit your own child. And before you could have not, you'd been scared to death of these people. But I think really importantly, what I just want to get in here, I know we haven't gotten onto that and maybe you were going to, but is again that there are Teen Challenge centers all throughout United States and in countries like Serbia, Romania, Swaziland, Israel. But for looking up, if you want to find the local center for your area, we have a great website, and it's teenchallengeusa.com. And you can go on teenchallengeusa.com and find wherever the centers are closest to you.
You're dead serious about this, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean,
well, it's serious business.
It radically changed my life and has changed the lives. I see miracles every day. My husband's working with these teens, but we're around it. I speak to these ladies. I'm constantly going to the different homes and speaking to the ladies and filling them with love. I've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. There's nothing else like it. My dad chairs the audit committee for Teen Challenge, has for 20 years, and he says dollar for dollar, there is no ministry that you get as much as of a payback on.
He's been supporting it for more than 40 years.
Or over 40 years.
Yeah. Dr. Meeker, as a pediatrician, you've seen kids who are today where Nicole was, haven't you? And there's only one word for it, and that is hopeless. Miserable.
Exactly. And to see someone, whether they're a teenager or an adult man or woman, living in such profound darkness and pain where they have no hope, it just tears your heart out. And to know that there's Teen Challenge out there who can help with God's grace and help and love and mercy turn lives around, you know, how much better does life get? And it's free.
In most cases.
Correct?
That's why we're trying to do these car shows, is to raise new support, because it's very expensive. It's about $18,000 a year per year to house our students. That's a lot of money to bring in to keep the doors free. So some centers have had to start charging minimally, but it's nothing compared to what you'd be paying.
But compared to the private clinics that are secular clinics out there, extremely expensive. You know, you're in it for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars that most people just can't. And you don't get teaching about Christ
along the way. It doesn't change you. That's the most important thing. We'd pay $500,000 if it changed you. But how about a free program that actually does change you?
Exactly.
And one thing I'd like to say as an encouragement, this is something that's really hit me very strongly, is the one common thread of all Teen Challenge students. They've done studies. The number one most common thread is they had a praying mother or grandmother. I believe God uses the cries of the hearts of those mothers and grandmothers to get those students into Teen Challenge because it's real hope there. And there's only so many beds. How many do we have, Donovan? 6,000?
About 6,800.
6,800 beds across America that are open right now. And again, you can go to different states. You're not stuck in only being in your state. But we know how many people die a day in overdose. 100?
Over 100.
Over
100 accidental overdoses a day.
It's close to 50,000 a year. It's more than in traffic accidents, in suicides, in shootings combined. There's more deaths per day from overdose. Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's serious. And there is an answer. We actually have hope. We have a place that you can bring your loved one from.
Our hope is in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And you'll meet him in Teen Challenge.
Absolutely. And Nicole and Donovan, thank you for being our guests. And Dr. Meeker, I'm just, you know, I don't often use the word proud when I talk about the things that I feel, especially with regard to this ministry. I am proud to have made your story known and available to people today, because this is information they can use.
Awesome.
And many of them are looking for a last answer, really, because there is no other.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ is that answer.
He is the answer.
I appreciate the passion with which you present this understanding and this story. And I've known you for a long time, Nicole, and I love you. And
love you guys so much.
Family, and you give them our regards and love.
We will. And again, what a privilege and honor it has been for both Donovan and I to be guests on your show today. Dr. Meeker, thank you so much for joining us
and
letting us share.
What a blessing. I just know there's going to be so many people out there that's going to bless, and people all over the country are going to, you know, somebody's going to need Teen Challenge in the very near future, and I'm sure of it. And
that's right. the show can get them there.
That's right.
All right.
God's blessings to you guys. And if there's a story we need to tell, come back and talk to us again.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
We got 100 stories.
I always enjoy hearing the stories of how God has radically transformed the lives of people. And the last 2 days of programming are no exception. Isn't it amazing that we serve a God who loves us how we are and yet refuses to leave us that way? What an amazing, amazing, awesome God we serve. If you'd like to know more about the God that we serve or how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, could you call us? 877-732-6825. We have staff members just waiting to talk to you. And if you're not ready to talk to someone but you do want more information, go to our website, drjamesdobson.org. Family Talk is here to help you. Coming up next time, how would you define resentment? Is it a struggle for you or for someone you know? On the next edition of Family Talk, Dr. James Dobson interviews Dr. Archibald Hart on why resentment is a cancer for your emotions. You just can't miss this broadcast. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.